everybody. Well, this is the Healing Highway program, Creation Lightship Healing. Today is a Monday, and the day today is September 19th, 2016. And let's clear the date here. Remember, things happen around the 20th of each month, things that are awful typically. So let's clear today's date. Releasing the energy. Remember, you're quartered to the date every year. Every day of the year, you're quartered to. And they can bring up any previous date and day to attach to you from what you've lived in the past. So here we go, releasing this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's bring in the light beings to the room to energize your room with peace energy. Then we'll clear away a situation that you may have. So here we go. Light being activation to bring you more peace. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now think of a concern, a situation, maybe you hurt yourself or something, and we'll release the energy off of that because it's a program that you're running. And it can look very real. Remember, in light, that doesn't exist, but in the darkness, on timelines, in holograms that they produce, it does happen here. So here we go. Releasing that energy from you as you're thinking about it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll turn it over to our co-host, Elizabeth. Are you out there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks, Ron, for the great intro and for energizing the light being with peace energy. If you're just joining us, please make sure you go to creationlightship.com. That's Ron's homepage. It's the base for all of the healings that you'll do should you choose to. And it's also the place where you could find the image of the light being, which Ron just energized with peace energy for our space. It's over on the right side of the webpage. There are two icons. One looks like a kind of a T-shape with wings, and then the other one looks like a face. So you can bring that up and have it give you peace energy for the next hour. We should also mention that today is our Monday show, so you're starting the week off right with the light ship. And we thank you all for being here, as well as for sending in your questions, testimonials, and observations to Creation Lightship. And you can do that via Yahoo at clsquestions@yahoo.com. You can also use our Creation Lightship Fast Chat feedback form if you would prefer to remain anonymous. And you can find that at the top of creationlightship.com when the show is live, which we are right now. And you can also find it on our BBS radio homepage, the chat link there. So just click on that and it'll take you to the website where you can send in questions, which can be read live during the show tonight. So I guess we'll just get over to the listener questions, Ron, as well as the testimonials. And the first question is about the deceased loved one clearing. And this listener said that my dad passed away on Saturday, and I quickly did the deceased loved one's spirit clearing, and they're wondering, has his spirit been released from reincarnating? I hope so.
Yeah, as soon as you did the clearing, it's gone, yes. It's connected to light, so yes. I won't say that it's gone, but it will be released, and the light has it. So if the spirit wishes to stick around maybe for a week or something, it could. Normally, what happens is we'll start this over again. Okay, so we'll just talk about this question, and I'll answer it a little differently. So when a person dies, passes on, the spirit is pretty contaminated. because it has the illness typically of what the person had before they died. So stating that, when the light, when you do that spirit bark folk clearing and or the deceased loved one's clearing to release the spirit, instantly the light comes and it can take away all that contamination of the spirit, which means that whatever it has collected, remember all the emotions and pain and everything else that these energetic bodies has transferred onto it, because it's living a life just like you are. So spirit looks like you, has the same situation that you're dealing with. If you happen to have, you know, a broken arm, for instance, it has a broken arm. If it gets healed, it gets healed, but it still has a remembrance of that broken arm because it's in darkness here. It takes on all that negativity and all that darkness and every situation that you have went through in your life. So that's what it has. When the light comes to take it, it's instantly put back into neutral, and it has no remembrance of anything. So very possibly, once you do that clearing, spirit gets a 100% clearing to leave here. Then it goes into quarantine. So that's how I would look at that. So either it got healed instantly or went into quarantine to get healed, one or the other. So it's not here. So I hope that helps you. And that's why we have that clearing on. Some spirits may want to stick around, and that's a spirit's choice, but I think once that energy of light hits it, we'll say, or comes to it, integrates with it, it doesn't really want to be here because there's nothing holding it here. The only thing that's holding it here is the emotions, and those normally are released completely. So back to you, Elizabeth.
That's really good to know, Ron, and I hope that gives this listener some solace in the loss of their father. What clearings should you do, like you personally, if you're missing the person or you feel like maybe you had unresolved issues or maybe you didn't get to say goodbye? I mean, you would also need to do clearings on yourself, right? I would think that would be very helpful.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk about that. So unresolved issues. So typically, if you release the emotional body is not going to come to you and, you know, interact with you, giving you all that stuff. Like, you know, we really wanted to go fishing when you were 10 years of age. Remember that day and you broke the car windshield with your baseball bat? And because of that, we didn't go fishing, and, you know, I'm resentful from that now of that, and I really wanted to go fishing with you. So they're going to bring all this stuff forward, okay? That's what the emotional body does. And then it torments you because it needs energy from somebody. So naturally, it has the whole script laid out of your life with that person, okay? And it will bring forth all this negative stuff. Typically, it could be some positive things too, but normally, you know, we deal with negativity here. So to bring back issues, which you're going to now relate to and feel sad, maybe even angry, and that emotional body that's visiting you that seems to be like, oh yeah, I can feel the presence of that person, is taking all of your energy because it will give you the thoughts to think about during the lifetime the person was with you. So when you release the emotional body, you really won't have anything pinging you to bring up, you know, gee, I should have had closure about this year. You know, I'm sorry I broke the windshield and never did that. I was too young. Well, that's going to be out of your consciousness because, you know, there's no reason to bring it up unless you happen to see somebody else doing that same situation. The emotional body is there just to take your energy, and it can and will body hop through relatives, which more than likely will be the soul family. So naturally, when you have your greeting with siblings or whatever, if you do that for Thanksgiving and Christmas, sure enough, that emotional body will come in, and you're going to be talking about, you know, that person, and it's going to trigger everybody on emotions of how they related to that person. And it may not be very favorable for you, and it might even cause arguments with your your siblings or something. Like, how could you have done that to the dad, you know, or mother, you know? It's your fault. You shouldn't have done that. We regret you for this. Well, if that's the situation and that kind of relates to you, as we're coming near the end of the year again here, then by all means, do an emotional healing on all of your siblings and people that are going to be with you. And that way, they'll be in neutral, and you're going to have a wonderful time seeing them like a brand new day. Everything here will be fresh. You won't be digging up that past garbage. And remember that emotional body needs to get energy. That's what you have to remember. The emotional body needs energy. They're no longer going to exist. So it's naturally going to come into relatives and friends to make them feel bad. And then at that point, it'll get energy. So it'll keep doing that over and over and over again, and it'll jump from one person to the next. So on your Thanksgiving evening, you know, when you're having that, or daytime, or Christmas, it's going to be body hopping through everybody there to try to stir people up or make you feel happy about the person. And naturally, you know, you may not feel happy because they're no longer with you. It'll be the first event of your life that this person is no longer there. You're going to probably feel sad, and actually one of your siblings is going to say, oh, yeah, remember, you know, so-and-so used to do this, their little ritual, you know, and they're not here, and you see people starting to cry because they're no longer there. Well, that's the emotional body hopping into those people, making them cry, and that's what's happened. So when you have that, when you go to the funeral, if you do a clearing and get rid of that emotional body, you're going to sit there, and nothing's going to really happen. You're going to just watch people sit there, and there won't be any sobbing because that emotional body won't be there to take energy from people. So, back to you.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron, and I feel like that is a complicated group of emotions. Anything that has to do with death or dying and family members, it's always very complicated, and I feel like those events like funerals and family gatherings are often ways that we are tested in a way to try to have our buttons pushed. So if you've been doing the clearings and you've been kind of keeping up with doing the shrink wrap and, you know, kind of, I wouldn't want to say isolating yourself, but really avoiding those kinds of situations, and then you're thrown into them, it can be very disarming. And if you are still getting corded to these issues by other people, even after your loved ones have passed on, then there's probably a good chance that you need to keep doing emotional healings or unlimited emotional healings or other healings, like maybe perhaps the soul family disconnection, or perhaps even run some whole lifetime emotional clearings on these people that are affecting you, because I feel like that's one of the challenges we have here. You know, all these people want to push our buttons, and if it's not family, it's sometimes strangers. Like, I know a lot of people have been having experiences with clones lately. And I don't know if anybody out there listening, I'm sure we've all experienced this, but if you would like to start sending in your experiences about this, there seem to be a lot of people that have been interacting with them lately. And I think the best way to describe it is it's kind of like when you have a frustrating phone call with a telemarketer, or you're dealing with somebody behind the counter, or you come into contact with someone in a shop who starts asking you random questions even though they don't know you. So, Ron, I don't know, would you want to talk about clones a little bit and just kind of describe them and, like, how they can sort of get you off track and what they do? It's a little bit different than family members because they're strangers, but I feel like it's something people have been writing in about a lot and maybe having that similar experience.
So let's do a show about clones on Friday, this coming Friday. So If you're on an archive, you know, you may not know what day you clicked on. You know, you're just listening to us. So September 23rd, 2016, we're going to do a show about clones. So I would like everybody, if you could, to maybe send us information, a testimonial, or just something about the interaction of clones. So we basically have three major interactions. One would be just when you're talking to somebody on the street or they talk to you. So that's the first thing, a one-on-one with the clone that's not job-related. Then you have one where you go to the checkout counter, you know, and the person's wanting money from you. And then you may have one, where you're talking to somebody over the telephone. You know, that could even be a telemarketer, you know. But so what happens is you have three different, or four different ways, we'll say, maybe of looking at a clone. So they typically will ask you, how are you today? Because you have to say something. Remember, they got cameras in their eyes, and they got the microphone in their ears, and they're just seeking data from you. So naturally, they have to interact. So they're going to ask you, how are you today? How's it going? What are you planning to do today? Things like this here. Just personal questions that they maybe not have ever seen you before in your life, and they're asking these things. You know? And then from there, they may even change it over a little bit and ask you some other questions that are unrelated. So, you know, what I told one lady a couple of times, and then she stopped asking me, maybe they numbed her out or something, but she goes, what have you been doing? You know, I said, well, it's classified. So I think her mind went classified, which would be classified ads. Maybe she thought I'd be classified. And then she looked at me really strangely. But she didn't say anything because somehow she didn't have that program to interact with, you know? And so she just looked at me and said, a human would have said, oh, really? Right? For something, trying to get more information. But for her, it's like, boo. You know, so you guys might even try that yourself. Oh, yeah, just say it's classified and just see what you get. And I love doing the change thing, you know. You know, giving them, you know, odd change that, you know, gives you less change back, maybe. Like if it's 77 cents, you give them 2 pennies. And just see how they work, if they're able to figure out that they need to give you a quarter back, you know, plus whatever else. Sometimes they get frustrated and they go, I can't take this. I kind of know what to do with the 2 cents. But since everything now is, you know, they punch in the number into the machine, you know, and it tells them what the change is. But it's something to watch people who don't do that. They don't know what's going on. Anyway, I'd like to do a clone show on Friday. So if you have any wonderful clone experiences, remember, you're dealing with clones probably every day. And so realize that 95% of the people that you're seeing with your eyes are going to be clones. And just see how they interact and everything else, and what's your wonderful experience has been, because it might help a lot of people to know that they're not alone out there. So anyway, back to you.
Yeah, and I think, Ron, a lot of people have, like you said, these experiences, and it's kind of like, oh, this is really frustrating and annoying, but then, I mean, you kind of understand what's happening. I think it can really help. And also, it seems to me like the clones don't really understand or know what they're doing. And sometimes I think that they're part of some kind of program or plan that they don't even really have knowledge of. You know, they're just there to spy on you or collect information about you. And that leads me to believe that, like, maybe there's something else going on there. I'm not sure what. Maybe they're in cahoots with the aliens, or maybe they're being controlled by somebody, but I don't really know kind of like what their purpose is.
If you get frustrated, so maybe the aliens are there to have a program inside of them to get you frustrated, so the aliens are right there behind, you know, the cashier or whatever to suck your energy out as you become frustrated with that. So that could be a possibility. Remember, you can't see them. No, because they're at a different vibrational level, but they can see energy. So it's much like, you know, everybody sees ripples of heat waves, right? Typically, if you know, have looked around and you saw the heat waves coming off of the highway, well, that's the frequency that they could be in, something like that. So you can't really see them normally, but you can see the heat wave, and it's still there regardless, but they could be just outside of your consciousness of awareness, and they could be whispering into the clone's ear of what they want them to say, or, you know, they have their remote control apparatus on it. Maybe they're controlling the whole clone robotically. And they're waiting for you to emit energy, they can suck it off of you. So that's a good possibility. So clones could be there just strictly to upset you, to frustrate you, so that the alien now can benefit by stealing your life force energy from you. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, wow. When you put it that way, Ron, it's kind of makes you want to really know how to handle that. If you are maybe caught off guard by the clones, or if you are, you know, you don't want to maybe give them too much information, it may help you. So everybody tune into Friday's show. Ron will be doing a special on clones. And if you want to pay attention to your reactions and interactions during the week, maybe you could send some experiences over. We would really appreciate that, because it does help to sort of clarify and also shed light on the subject of clones and how better we can maybe deal with them so that we're not getting frustrated and getting courted. Also, I was thinking, Ron, in regards to that, like, I mean, how can you maybe protect yourself against that? Like, would you, instead of getting hooked up to that, how could you maybe, you know, just be peaceful about it? I guess maybe timeline crash where you're going, or timeline crash the space before you get there, and then see if maybe your actions are a little bit different. Would that be helpful?
Yeah, that, and just kind of be more neutral. Just know what they're saying. Know that you're not talking to a human, number one.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that whatever they say, you agree to, possibly. Yeah, having a very nice day, thank you. And that way it's not going to alert them that you're human. You might listen to other people's comments. The other people may be clones, and see how a clone interacts with a clone. And then maybe you may want to figure that out and give the same kind of responses, because they may be looking for humans. You know, so they may go, well, we get all the same reactions. Uh-oh, this one's different. We better take this one here. We better, you know, make sure that this one here is marked now energetically, so that we can steal more energy because the person got upset with us for asking them how they felt, you know. So if somebody is brave enough out there, you know, you might say, well, my dog got run over by the car today, and just see what, how they look at you, you know.
Right.
So they might go, oh, you know, okay, thank you very much. Next person, please. Here's your change. Anyway, have fun, people. So, yeah, I'd like to have a whole bunch of comments, if we could, of what you experienced. This has been going on since 2013, so you're quite a ways into that. We're 2016, almost ending that. So you're going to be having just strong 3 years, you know. Back to you.
Yeah, wow, I hope we get some fun responses for that, and also see what people say. It's a really, really interesting sort of phenomenon here, and I find that anymore there seems to be more and more and more clones and less humans. So I'm sure you'll have a chance to interact with some of them and record your observations for us for that Friday show. So, Ron, the next kind of comment response we've had through the fast chat is somebody said, interesting that we get corded attacked by aliens on the 20th of the month. Several of the healings our family does regularly end, and we repurchase each on the 20th of the month. May be giving us some extra protection? Hope so.
Yeah, I would say possibly yes.
Okay, so I did not know that. Somebody else wrote in and said that they had an incident similar to one you have described on the radio shows. A relative brought up an incident from the past out of the blue. Oh, this is so interesting. It's what we were talking about earlier. And they went on to say, it was so clear they were trying to push my buttons and put me on timelines. I have cleared the issue quite thoroughly, I believe. When it came up again, I could feel my brain start to activate. I had some anger at the person who called also. Do I need to timeline crash that incident from the past? I think this was an alien through human attack. So do they need to timeline crash that?
I think I would try that, yes. It can't hurt. You know, whenever you have a situation going on, you are on a timeline when you're in that situation. So you don't want to have any more of those. I would say, you know, you want to crash it. Remember, if you're on the real Earth, okay, let's just start over again. If you're on the real Earth, there's no confrontations with anything, okay? And there's no problems, no situations. No pain, no death, no nothing. It's just peace. So if you're not living your life peacefully, then you're on a timeline that they put you on. You didn't really want to get on it yourself, but you're on it. Now you're dealing with it. And the more you resist being in that situation, the more timelines they're going to put you on because they're getting more energy from you. You want to get off of the timeline. And like I always say, find out what emotional body's corrupted, bringing you onto that timeline, and clean that out first for your whole lifetime. And then from there, you know, get rid of the timelines. And once you get rid of the timelines, then there's nothing for them to copy and paste. It's a blank slate. And they only want you because you have history or her story. And you have memories. The memories are going to put you onto timelines. Those are what you want to get off of. Whenever you have a situation, you are on a timeline, believe me. Otherwise, if you were in source energy, it wouldn't exist. Just know that. You have a situation. What timeline am I on? Have I been on it before in the past? And is this going to affect me badly or adversely? Thank you.
Yeah, and timeline crashing can be a really effective way of clearing that out and dealing with the past. You know, a lot of this comes up because it is brought into our future not only by us, but by other people, as this listener has described. And as we were kind of talking about, when you have to go to family functions or you have to go to funerals or, you know, you have to do things of that nature, it's very difficult to stay neutral a lot of the times because these kinds of situations crop up. So, somebody else wrote in and said, I was absentee on most of the cultural heritage disconnection call. I am now using the cultural enslavement whole life clearing to clear the rest of the issues on the list you sent out. I have been putting each issue after my name and running it through my whole life. Then when I complete the list, if I feel certain issues are not cleared, I will run the healing again using the incident box for more time. Is this okay, or did I miss some of the instructions you gave? Thank you for this powerful healing and for the generous discount you gave us.
How should I answer that, Elizabeth? I don't know what else I can say.
They just have to do it, and if they feel, like they said, if they feel it's not cleared, run it again and maybe take some time to let the spirit catch up if you feel like it's too much. I don't know, because that call, I'm not sure how that would work if you were absentee. And
yeah,
I guess if you're doing the cultural enslavement for issues, I guess just clear it until you feel peaceful with the issue that you're having.
Yes, I would say that, uh-huh.
Okay. All right. So moving on, I guess we also have a testimonial from the Sunday call, and that was, I think this was from yesterday's 8-hour healing intensive. Should mention Ron does these calls every month. It's a series of 3 calls. They are 8 hours of lightship healing. You can find out more about them at creationlightship.com. At the top of the page, it's the very first heading, the special 8-hour healing intensive calls. And I know it sounds like a long call, but it goes by so fast, and you do receive wonderful benefits from the light beings, as well as many different kinds of water charging, many different types of clearings that Ron does. Lots of different wonderful things, rooms that we request and get healings from. So this person wrote in and said, Ron, thank you for Sunday's intensive healing conference. It was great as always. And best part was getting rid of the caterpillars, which were causing problems for me. Just a great day and feeling great today. On a different note, here on the East Coast, we're experiencing, again, heavy fog. For a week now, I've been running the gray sky clearing and the Earth Protect 24 hours at home and at work. The result is, while I can see the fog, it is not around where I work, the streets I drive to work, and my office. This fog goes down to the ground. I am also running the black mist fog clearing. Doing the mind-to-heart drop every hour makes a difference also, especially since the East Coast is getting hit with other issues. I'm doing quite good and staying in peace.
Good, very nice.
And I also want to point out that black mist fog is a free healing, and you can find that on the left side of the page. And that's one we don't really talk about that often, but it sounds like this listener has been really having a lot of success with it. Gray Skies is also a free sample healing, and you can run that whenever you're feeling maybe a bit bogged down by the weather, or you want it to kind of have the sun break through. So these are all really awesome testimonials, and thanks so much for sending them. And I'm always amazed by the Gray Skies clearing myself. It's extremely powerful. So thanks so much for submitting that. Okay, so here's another listener question, Ron, and this person writes that I find myself not wanting to deal with people, keeping to myself. Maybe they don't want to deal with clones. I just can't do the normal life, normal in quotations, anyone else is living, the drinking, small talk, etc. My son is rejecting me completely, which I have a hard time with. How can I accept this? I moved to a state with different vibes. I like it better here. So somebody who's kind of having problems with not wanting to deal with people.
Yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting to do a survey. How many of the listeners are becoming more reclusive, you know,
mm-hmm.
after having some clearings now, because they don't want to become slimed and contaminated by other people. So maybe we could do a survey and talk about that also on Friday. Because normally after you do some clearings, you realize that you're not the same person any longer and you're more at peace. And then now you're seeing all the chaos around you, and you really don't want to be in chaos. So, you know, most people that I have talked with at the expos come up to me and they go, I don't want to go to any other booths. I'm going to get slimed. I can see what they're doing. I just came here to see you and to go in the light chamber. That's pretty much, I'd say, 90% of the people say that. And then from there they say, yeah, I'm releasing myself from all those people that have these energies in them that are trying to steal my life force energy. I think to a first-time listener, when you hear this, you're going to think, well, gee, aren't you here to relate to people and to talk with people and everything else? And, oh, they're just bringing out your stuff, which is kind of good, so you can clear it if you're able to clear it. If not, you're going to be, you know, running all this negative energy as you start getting contaminated more and more. But once you realize that, yeah, I want to become peaceful, and I don't care if I don't see that person that I've seen, you know, every day of the week for 10 years, because all they have is problems and troubles, and they're on, you know, the same program, kind of hooked me up to it. So, you know, as far as having a son or a daughter, do some clearings for them. Don't leave them out.
Right. I was just thinking that.
Yeah, you know, that's like I mentioned a while back when I first started doing this for people, getting out there more like in 2005. And I, you know, I started doing that emotional clearing. Geez, that was probably, I created that, let me think here. Probably, I'd say 20 years ago. So when I did that clearing initially with people, and I would do it, in person with them, they would still come back and say, gee, Ron, I don't know, I feel so much peace, and you know, my husband is very mental or whatever. It's mainly dealing with women, probably, you know, at like 1% men, and they say, you know, I just can't handle my husband any longer because they have all these issues and they're not peaceful. So I want to get a divorce. I go, well, I don't think that would be, you may not want to do that. You know, why don't you do an emotional clearing for your husband?
Right.
They go, I'm not about that, you know. So then they do one for their husband. They wouldn't tell them naturally because the husband would be balking at the bit anyway, but it would still work. But they would think that, they're wasting their money or have a big issue or a confrontation. I just do it. It'll work within probably, 3 days or so. And then they would do that, and they go, well, life is good now. My husband is so much better. And remember, you don't know what you're missing. So once you do a clearing, the negativity is gone, and you're a different person. So you're not going to try to look for yesterday's garbage or your whole lifetime's garbage. It's gone from you, and you want to move on from there. So he's not going to want to, say, gee, I missed, this aggravation that I had with my father when I was 12, and I always talk about it once a week. You know, he won't bring it up any longer, and he'll just forget about it. So that's how you have to look at the clearing. You know, been there, done that, goodbye, I'm gone, and now I'm living my life in the present moment instead of, bringing up my past. So, yeah, so I would say do your family members, if you see anything going on there, and remember, that's up to you to do that. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, Ron, that's one of, I find, the most liberating things about doing the clearings and healings. It's, you are no longer really searching or looking for things outside of yourself. You feel very content and just kind of really at peace. And I know that's kind of difficult for people to imagine, but it really is true. And you'll understand there really isn't, I think there's kind of this conception or preconception that, if you're not out doing things and you're not out, running around and, getting courted and you know, interacting with people, somehow you're not living. But basically, everything you need is within yourself, and it's all the other stuff that distracts you from this inner journey. And what the clearings do is really help you get back to that when you have been pretty much spending your life running around looking for answers. The clearings kind of take all that desire away, and it's actually very liberating and very freeing. So somebody wrote in about the cultural enslavement clearing, and they said that a relative of mine went bankrupt back in 1920. Can I remove that energy by using the cultural enslavement clearing?
Something that happened in the 20s, in the
1920s? Bankruptcy in the 1920s, a relative, yes.
Yeah, I would say so, Because that would be all the energy from the relative, you know, typically your parents, but it still could be so family related in a sense. So, yeah, I would put that in there because you could be dealing with that energy.
Okay, and then there's a part two to this question. They also write that lack of money has been a problem running in the family. I have done Prosperity Jumpstart Deluxe Special, Poverty Clearing Generations 1 through 7, Timeline Crashes, Self-Empowerment Healings, and loads of other clearings. Thanks for all the clearing Ron has provided with us to help us out with all our major and small issues. And then they said they want to say thank you for the skin auric field clearing. It is a powerful healing that has helped me a lot and recommend it highly.
Well, as far as the money issue, have you owned that not having money is good, okay?
It really is.
Well, you know, you know, to do that, I use the word negative affirmation, that you love not having money, you love being broke, because that makes you feel like you're going to be homeless, or I love being homeless, or I love not having money, because I may have to eat out of trash cans, you know, whatever is your issue there, you know? So do that affirmation and find out what really makes, you know, your insides feel like you want to throw up. That'll be the issue that you're working with, of not having the money that you want to have. Once you get rid of that, now you can choose over again, because your psychic billboard knows all about that. You may not, and maybe your friends may not either, but, you know, you're transmitting that out, this energy. So you definitely want to go in there and come into oneness with not having money. And what does money do for you? You
know, I was just going to say that. Like, what is the end result that you want to get with this money?
Yeah. Maybe in some lifetime you robbed somebody and you got tons of money for 10 years, and then, you know, you got caught. You know, they put you into prison or whatever and beat you or whatever. And so, you know, you're afraid to have money now because you're going to become beaten, you know? You remember, you don't normally remember all the good stuff, but the bad stuff is there. So what happened? Maybe you, I'm watching these movies where, you know, some of the Chinese people, and it could be other races too, so I'm not picking on Chinese. I don't think that I am. But some of them, you know, they said, we have too many kids. We got to sell one of our children to prostitution so we can eat. So that's what they would do. And it could be across the board, you know, just that this movie or a couple movies that I saw had this, and they happen to be, you know, Chinese movies. So that could just be that theme. And plus, they know about it. They made that movie, okay? It's not that, you know, they're going to, you know, they're bringing forth the cultural experience that they had. So maybe that happened to you. And maybe you're the person being sold, or maybe you're the parents that sold a child. And so now, you know, you're afraid to make money because of that situation. You know, this is why we have that cultural enslavement call to help yourself out.
Well, and you know what, Ron? I find that very successful financial people are often come from very poor families. And they have this incredible work ethic. It's almost like poverty is a wonderful motivator for some people, and I think that a lot of very, very successful people had very humble beginnings. And I don't know if that's caused by fear or lack or just having this kind of like internal desire to want to get out of that poverty. But I mean, it's not like the people who have always had money always had it. I mean, I guess there are some families that's true. But I think the majority of people who are very successful did not have that, you know. And it's interesting because I think that a lot of people have this conception that they have to work really hard or this or that. But a lot of the times, I don't know if that's necessarily true. You just have to get out there and start doing things. And, you know, I think if you are doing things and you're failing, then maybe there is some kind of, like, alien thing going on there or some cultural thing or some soul family thing that you might need to clear. But, I mean, you also have to do something. You know, you can't just, like, sit around and do clearings and go, like, why don't I have any money? You know, the clearings will take away the energy, but then it's up to you to create the scenario with your own newly free will, free choice, cleared sort of energy, right?
Yeah, and that's what some people do. Maybe you're running in fear, and you know, your fear is taken over, and you said, oh, I did this clearing a week ago, and did it really work, and do I need to do it again, or what else is going on? You know, well, once you do the clearing, it's done and over with. Don't look back, you know? Walk away, Renee, and live your life. You need to replace.
Yeah, and create your life, you know? I mean, just because you don't have money doesn't mean you can't, like, dress really well and have great style and speak really intelligently, and then, you know, maybe you'll get money. I don't know. It was like, what did they say, fake it till you make it? I don't know. Just a thought. But if you're kind of, like, woeful and, you know, wallowing the fact that you're poor, I mean, people are going to see you that way. So that's another interesting point. And a lot of that just comes through, I think, self-empowerment, and Ron offers all those clearings. Somebody else said that we also need to clear our actual heritage, for example, Irish, Italian, et cetera. A lot of those cultural associations do kind of play into, I think, our current lifetimes. So maybe you would just clear your ancestry. Maybe that would help, too.
Yep. So if you do a clearing, then it's up to you to be creative.
Right.
Unless you don't want to be creative. Remember, you're a choice. So you have a choice of either doing nothing after you do a clearing and you feel peaceful. So you can stay in that state. You can bring up your trash from the bath. You know, maybe hard to do, but you can ask all your friends about your past garbage, and they will definitely tell you all about it. And so you can bring up your past and get contaminated again. And most people, I think, would rather choose to start over again because you have a clean slate. Use your past information on living life here, and now just bolt forward out of that gate, full speed ahead, hit the ground running, and say, I'm going to do this here. Before, I was too timid, too shy. Maybe I got abused. Maybe I had all this energy of betrayal, whatever else, and then start your life over again. But it's your choice whether you want to do something or not. Don't go in and say, I don't know if this clearing worked. You know, I did it a week, 2 weeks ago, and, you know, nothing's coming into my life. I'm waiting here just sitting, you know, in my bed every morning and night and, you know, where's my, you know, $1,000 that I really wanted to have coming into my mailbox here, and I'm in my house doing nothing. I'm waiting for that money, but it hasn't arrived yet, and what's wrong with the clearing? I did a clearing to get out of poverty. Well, you got to do something. Well, that's your choice. So don't expect things outside of yourself to come falling into your lap. You got to move your feet and, you know, get out there and do something. Just that the obstacles that you had before are probably going to be released from you, so you're going to have a much better chance of doing what you really want to do. So back to you.
Yeah, that's a really well put, Ron. And I hope that maybe some people try this and get back to us, a combination of doing the clearings and taking action. And we always appreciate the listener questions and the testimonials. And thanks, guys, so much for sending them, because it does really, I think, help others and empower others to hear how other people have used the clearings and healings. So, Ron, I think maybe somebody else had just wrote in and said that they had a very weird day. And they added the comment that, I don't want to be around other people at all. So I don't know if you want to do a clearing for weirdness, maybe. I don't know how you would clear that, but.
Let's see here.
Maybe just feeling off balance or.
Yeah. So I'll hear everybody decide what they would like here as far as a weird day. And
are we still checking the Earth alignment?
Yeah, that's a good thing. Yeah, the Earth is slightly off, so I'll count to 10 to put it back. Ugh, not a whole lot, but, you know, anything off is off. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels pretty good to me. Oh. I guess we can end our show in a couple minutes here. So anything else, Elizabeth?
Well, I guess we could make some announcements and say that Ron is going to be in New York City next month in October at the New Life Expo, and that is October 21st weekend. And you can find more about that at newlifeexpo.com, and hopefully everybody can come to that and really see the light chamber in action, as well as get the sample healings and, you know, talk to Ron. He does great lectures and workshops. It's really wonderful, and hopefully not go to anyone else's booth and get contaminated. So that's something to look forward to. We also are doing radio shows Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. And Saturday is the Live on the Light Chip show, the one that everybody likes. And if you do like that, please check out the healing calls every month, because that is basically what you get, 8 hours per call on the Light Chip every month. So that's a wonderful amount of healing. And also, just another quick reminder, Friday is the show that's going to be all about clones. So please write in with your clone experiences, as well as perhaps your ways that you use the healings to deal with clones, if you are doing that. And I'll turn it over to you, Ron, for any last-minute thoughts and for our mind-to-heart drop for the evening. And thanks, everybody, so much for tuning in, and hope you have a good rest of the week.
Okay, yeah, that's good. So send over your stuff about your clone experiences. You should have quite a few. So maybe your spouse is a clone, you know, or something. But anyway, we'll get into that. So here we go. Let's do the mind to heart drop, everybody. This you should be doing daily, you know, maybe every hour or so. So here we go. Oh, boy. So you want to command your spirit out loud. So now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go. To do that, to facilitate that action, we count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Thank you for listening, and hope to have you on the Friday program with your clone question. So bye, everyone. Thank you.